Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show tonight. It's been a while since I've broadcast live. I usually use it to do workshops, but that's private, paid workshops. People are like, paid workshops? Who does that? Well, a lot of us do. But I love Blog Talk because I can record them, and once you pay for them, you can always have them. So that's exactly what I want to talk to you guys about tonight. How about that? Because I just got done doing a set of four workshops, and I thought people, I mean, let me back up a minute. How many of us want to talk to our angels, our guides, and be a part of that, right? Be able to see here and talk to them and say, hey, I need some help here. Sounds great, doesn't it? I know myself, I've been able to see them since the age of three. Isn't that cool? I saw my grandmother when, you know, she was transferring out of here and because we never die, just so you know, we go to a really, really cool place. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great? We go to a really cool place. And anyway, on that note, I call it Heavenland because it's like Disneyland. And some of you have listened to my show before. So it's like Disneyland, except it's more fun, right? Because Disney is a lot of fun. I mean, who doesn't even enjoy going to Disney when they're an adult? I do. I recently had the last 4 weeks the last 4 weeks, every Sunday, I've been doing a workshop, okay? Angels, guides, connecting with them, a higher part of yourself, your higher power. I also did one on being, you know, connecting with your loved ones on the other side. I mean, how many of you guys have ever wondered what that was like, right, to be able to talk to them and know that they're safe, right? I mean, we hear it in theory. Sometimes we know it, just know it. That's called claircognizant, clairsentient. Sometimes we sense them around us, right? And I remember not so long ago, my mom came to me, and I was like, okay, I could feel her. I could see her. Okay, clairsentient, feel her, clairaudient, hear her, and clairvoyant, see her, right? And so the four clairs I'm able to use, and I'm grateful for that. I really am, and I want to teach everyone to be able to use that. Why? Because if we can work with the other side, then we take our quality of life and being the higher part of ourselves to a whole new level, right? And being happy and enjoying our life, right, when we do that. So one of the first workshops I taught was magnetizing and manifesting. You know, wouldn't that be great to manifest things that you really like to have? And, you know, be real about it, right? So you go, oh, I want to manifest the lottery. Let's start a little smaller. I mean, not saying you can't, but some people want to do that because they don't really know what they want to know or do with the lotto money. And some do, okay? So have goals, realistic goals, right? So, you know, in my manifesting, I said I wanted to start teaching classes again, and I put it out there, and, you know, I had a great group of people that are wonderful, and I'm getting ready to send their certificates out of being certified in one or all four of these. What are the ones? The first one I taught was magnetizing and manifesting. The second one is your soul's plan, right? And what is your soul's plan? That's what you're here to learn and here to teach. And we just don't come here just for kicks and giggles. We come here to really learn things and teach things, okay? So some of you guys are light workers. Some of you guys are, you know, teachers yourself, you know, in different stages. Like I do mine like this, a spiritual and life coach. My sister, she's a nurse. My dad is a minister. My mom was a CPA. She died years ago. But we all have, you know, it's funny because we all help people, right? My cousin, he's a firefighter, and, you know, that's what he's always wanted to do. And now he's real high up and he gives back to the community. So those are things that my family does, right? As I said, I appreciate that. So, you know, some of you guys say, well, what am I? Well, you'll just ask, right? And I taught people how to do that, to find out their soul agreements, what they're here to do, what they're here to be. I'm going to say this as a side note. If you want to schedule a reading with me, I do those too as well, sessions. I'm also a coach. I had someone text me yesterday, as a matter of fact. She said, you know, I took your class. I'm meeting, she did, and she's a beautiful soul. She says, I'm meeting the man of my dreams, and she gave me how she knew it was him and how they found each other, and you know, it was like synchronicity, right? Who doesn't like synchronicity? I love synchronicity. serendipity, a fortunate accident, synchronicity, things just happen. They fall into place. It's like you're at the right place at the right time. So your soul's plan, magnetizing and manifesting was a great, those two classes were really wonderful because when you know your soul's plan, you know your next step, right? A lot of times, or you know that you're going to get your next step. Because you know what? Heaven, land, your higher power, I call God, Jesus, Yeshua, whatever, Buddha, whatever you call them, has your back, okay? And they're going to guide you if you allow them, okay? But you have to give up the free will, saying, I can do it myself, because usually we get in our own way. Not all the time, but sometimes. So anyway, magnetizing and manifesting, be very clear. I taught people a step-by-step process on being very clear on what they want to create and why they want to create it, right? And the details. So I have another client of mine. She just moved to another part of of her state because she was told to move there and meet her guy there. And lo and behold, she did. So isn't that cool? So, and then the angels and guides. I'm going to give you a couple stories with those. Becoming a medium. I'm going to tell you this first. So the mediums are people or souls that can connect with heavenly and you know, sometimes they can bring you a message of your folks on the other side, sometimes you can be the medium and bring yourself, you connect with your loved ones on the other side. So let me tell you a couple stories here with the medium. I had one of the girls in her class. She was 17, and she says, I was doing your meditation about connecting with my loved ones on the other side. And she goes, all of a sudden, I felt pop-pop with her grandfather. That's her, the name she called him. He had his hand on my back. Isn't that sweet? And she said, I just felt the joy and the love from him. And then she also said, I saw a beach and an ocean and a basement. And she said, I knew that, she goes, the ocean, I knew who it belonged to. And so she saw the ocean and the beach and a basement. Well, the ocean belonged to one of the other girls there. She has a great grandmother named Myrtle Beach. She also knew that Myrtle is a Hebrew name. She did research on, I think she said being married or getting married or marriage. And so this, you know, and my client here wants to have her guy and be in a committed relationship, you know, marriage of two hearts and put like that. And then, and then the basement, she said, I saw the ocean in the basement. As you know, she said the basement belonged to another gal that was in the class as well, because I did a 2-minute meditation. And she said, and somebody piped up and said, that was my husband. He died. She's a widower now. And he died, and she was able to, this other girl was able to connect with him because he had his workshop in the basement. All right. So anyway, people had smells like bacon, and then when the angels, when they were connected with their angels and guides, I had one student in there in the workshop. She says, you know, I got home and she goes, you know, who came to me? Yeshua, which is Jesus. Right. I was like, oh, how cool is that? Right. And she's not a super religious person or anything, but she has an open heart and wants to receive more. And she said, I was so excited about that. And then I had another one connect with Raphael another one connected with her. Her guardian angel. So, you know, these stories are just coming. Because what they did is they took the workshop, I recorded it, as I said, and they took it home, the meditation that I recorded, so that they can use. And so they're feeding their souls, and they're getting a higher quality of life, right? Because they're connecting with heaven land. Remember, I told you heaven land. And so I'm telling you all this or sharing this with you because I'm going to teach these classes again. All right. And if you have any interest in them, please hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401 or You can also hit me up with a email at Teree, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, at angelcoaches.org. I'd love to help you. And I'm very good at what I do. I'm a life and spiritual coach, as I've told you numerous occasions on other shows, and I'm telling you one more time. I'm also getting ready to put another list of workshops together. I'm going to teach a channeling workshop, so learn how to channel. Wouldn't it be nice, and this is wonderful, when you can see and hear, let's say, an angel. Some people really like Archangel Michael, and he's there. You say, okay, Michael, what do I do now? Or how do I help this person now? Right? How do I help myself? Right? Or Buddha, Jesus, whoever you believe in, God, whoever your higher power is, a higher part of yourself. That's always wonderful to be able to work with heaven land. And there's so many great beings on the other side that are there working in light and love and will help you. And I'll show you how to do that. Okay. So on that note, I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. I know it's been challenging with COVID, and I think we're all getting through it and learning to really entertain ourselves and be happy. Isn't that cool? And Beyond the Secret is a great movie that just I watched the other day, and Dare to Believe with Katie Holmes, and it's it has to do with The Secret. It's a great movie. So if you get a chance, watch it, and then go to my YouTube channel. I put a couple of videos out, so you get to see them if you'd like, and please subscribe. You now know why people really say that. All right, everybody, have a wonderful weekend, and I hope that you enjoyed this show. Give me a comment, hit me up with a text or whatever if you want to know something or hear something or want to know more about the classes. You have two ways, email and text, to get in touch with me. All right, everybody, you guys have a great now, and I will talk to you soon, I'm sure.